Hi, and welcome to Niche Reaper version 3.0. Now, you've probably noticed there's an overabundance of information available on how to build niche sites, but they always miss out one really important part of the formula. How do you know what to target? Which keywords and niches are going to actually pay you for the time you spend? In effect, you're always left on your own to come up with ideas for profitable niches. And if you get it wrong, nothing you do down the line is going to pay off. So how on earth can you find new niches that have a real-world value? Well, that's exactly what Niche Reaper was created for. Give me just a moment or two of your time, and I'll show you how you can make sure you're never stuck for profitable niche ideas again. This is your Niche Reaper control panel, and the first thing you'll notice is we've kept the layout clean and simple so you can get straight to the data you want in just moments. Now, down here in the bottom right-hand corner, you can see the number of keywords currently in the database. There's already over a quarter of a million, and with around 25,000 new keywords being researched on a daily basis, that number is growing very quickly. Now, let's have a quick run through the data we can see on screen. The first column here is the source for the keyword. This is simply where the seed idea for keywords are found, and the sources include Google Search, Google Trends, Yahoo, eBay, Amazon, and Bing. Now, a lot of keywords simply don't make the cut. We have selection criteria in place to make sure only valuable keywords are researched and grabbed for you. All the prospective keywords are checked to ensure they have a search volume of over 250, a cost per click value of at least 25 cents, and a commercial intent score of 25% or higher, i.e., they are buyer-related keywords. Only keywords that meet these strict criteria get researched and dropped into the database for you to make sure the keywords all have a real-world value for you to base your niche sites on. The next column is the keyword itself, fairly obvious. Then we have the ranking difficulty score rated from 1 to 100, and there's quite a lot of work goes on in the background to calculate this for you, and it's a great way to see at a glance just how hard that particular keyword is likely to be to rank for. So you can just, with a quick view, work out which ones you want to target and which ones you want to leave alone. Then we have an indication of whether the .com domain name is available for that keyword. However, please bear in mind that this was at the time the keyword was researched, and someone may have grabbed the domain since then, and you can check how old the keyword is in the column over here on the far right-hand side, so you can see when that was added to the database. Next, we have the traffic value. Now, this is based on the number of monthly searches for that keyword, multiplied by the cost per click value, and then by the click-through rate you'd likely get in the SERPs, roughly 18%, giving you the best estimate for the real-world value of the traffic for that keyword. The AdSense value is a similar calculation, also taking into account the click-through rate on AdSense-style ads and the commission payout percentage that Google pays. Then we have some of the raw data itself, including the number of monthly searches for that keyword and the average cost per click value of ads shown in Google. Next is the commercial intent score, which is an indication of whether the keyword is a buyer keyword. This is based on how many Google AdWords there are for this keyword, so how heavy the competition is for it in AdWords. We also have a snapshot of the trend for the keyword itself, based on the 12-month historic search volume for that keyword in Google. We've also included a column with the number of words in the keyword or phrase itself. Now, that may seem obvious, but it can be very useful for filtering, as longer keywords tend to be both easier to rank for and more likely to have a strong buyer intent. So being able to filter by keyword phrases that are three or four words or more is very useful. Then we have the number of results for the keyword in Google itself, and as I mentioned earlier, the date the keyword was originally researched and added to the Niche Reaper database for you. Now, the research is live, with fresh keywords being added to the database every minute or so, which means when you hit the refresh button on your browser, you'll see the very latest new keywords come into this list straight away. And it's only fair that I give you a little heads up here. Hitting refresh every minute or so to see the new opportunities dropping live into the system can quickly become very addictive. In fact, it's perfect for having open on an iPad or tablet while you've got your feet up in front of the TV. Finding new niche markets to target has never been easier or as much fun. Okay, now to narrow things down, to really hone in on a niche or keyword that you want to target with a site, you can sort on all of the different columns of data, and you can also filter by any of these columns and use multiple filters. So let's have a look at a quick example. First of all, I'm simply going to sort on the difficulty order. So it's now ranked from the easiest to the hardest. And then I'm going to say I want a traffic value of greater than $50. And it will just resort and filter on those terms for me. Now that took, 15 or 20 seconds to drill down to some really, really powerful data. And if we look at the bottom here, we've got 136,000 keywords that meet this criteria. And don't forget, we're adding an extra 25,000 keywords every single day. And without even having to scroll down to check things out, I can see straight away I've got a niche that I'd probably want to target. There's even a .com name available currently by the looks of it. So what I probably want to do is grab a bunch of these related LSI keywords. I want trailer for motorcycle because it's got the .com, motorcycle cargo trailer, motorcycle trailer, single, pull. All I need to do is grab the keywords that I want. I've got a bunch of them. That's enough for building a niche site. Again, you could scroll down, click on as many as you want, select the keywords that you're interested in, and then simply click on export selected keywords to CSV. So you've got a record of all those keywords that you want, all those related keywords, which effectively is your plan for attacking this niche market with a new site. And it's really that quick. NicheReaper makes finding valuable keywords to target that simple and more fun than any other system out there. So grab your copy today, and thanks for watching.